after lawmakers killed several bills that would have given local governments more authority to regulate oil and gas drilling, Governor Hickenlooper appointed a 12-member task force to study the thorny issue and potentially make policy recommendations by next month.
People are furious.
One member, Longmont City Councilman Brian Bagley, has quickly emerged as one of the panel's most vocal opponents.
I was quoted yesterday as saying that the task force is a joke. I was asked specifically, well, what are your thoughts on the task force? My response was, I think it's kind of a joke. Because I feel like we're providing political cover for people that, frankly, I don't care about.
Bagley predicted that the panel would get bogged down in process instead of coming up with solutions so that cities like his could pass their own regulations to limit drilling. Longmont is among several communities that have recently enacted temporary drilling moratoriums. The city of Fort Lupton in neighboring Weld County, which has seen drilling for decades, has not. Mayor Tommy Holton, who's also a member of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, butted heads with Bagley during the meeting.
I really don't understand where Councilman Bagley's coming from, because we have none of those concerns. I mean, we do everything. We've got 50 to 60 within the city limits or right surrounding the city. We grew up with it.
Weld County is one of the most drilled counties in the nation right now, and officials from there told the panel that the current rules were working just fine. They also said they've had few pollution or noise complaints, even with the recent ramp-up in drilling. Officials from counties newer to drilling told different stories. That prompted Tisha Connolly Schuler, a task force member and president of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, to call for more dialogue between these counties and the industry.
What we've heard today is that there's a true disconnect between the counties or jurisdictions that have a lot of experience and those that are relatively new to it.
Now, the task force has until April 18th to issue its report back to the governor. Some on it want to see recommendations for new legislation on tougher setback rules buffering rigs from homes and look at whether the state has enough inspectors out on the ground. There are currently more than 45,000 active oil and gas wells in Colorado and only 15 state regulators inspecting them. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.